Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Amar Avraham Gold. All right, and here Maseches Yevamos, Daf Nun Ches, the sixth parak, Habal Yabimto. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Sheshe said, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, that there is halachic significance to the chuppah of disqualified women, and there is a Mishnah, and so did the Tal likewise. But the Mishnah taught, Amen Shel Satisi Arusa V'Nesua Shemeres Yavon Uchanusa. The repetition of the word Amen and the curse that the Sota recites teaches that a Sota must swear that I have not strayed from my husband while in Arusa, or Nesua while waiting Yibum, or having been married in Yibum. Rav Sheshes brings his proof in the case of the Arusa. It cannot be that she was warned and was in seclusion while in Arusa, because in that case she does not drink the bitter waters. It cannot be in a case where the husband warned her as in Arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while in Arusa, but he made her drink after she was in Nesua. For it was taught in the Brisa, V'nika Ishma Avon, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches that the bitter waters works if the husband is free of sin. If the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he is not free of sin and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be that he warned her while she was in Arusa, and she was in seclusion while in Arusa, and then she entered into chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. We see from here, yesh chuppah l'psulos. Point number two, Rava rejects Rav Sheshes' proof in the Mishnah, questioning whether the wording of the Mishnah can be correct. For when Rabbi Acha bar Chanina came from the south, he brought the following brisa with him. The pasuk in the parsha of Sota states, Milida yishech, and a man other than your husband has lain with you, which teaches Mishikadma Shivas Bal Boel that the Sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her, and not where the adulterer had relations with her before her husband. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how can an Arusa be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rang Bar Kama answers that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an Arusa prior to the adulterer, Kagon Shabaaleh Arusa Bebeis Avia, in a case where he had relations with her while she was still in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously and not for the sake of Nesuin, she is not Nesua. And since it happened before his seclusion, he's free of sin. Therefore, yesh chuppah l'psulos, since it is his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. And pointing me through, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree in a case where a brother of a deceased Kohen gave the Yavama, who was a bas Kohen, a get. Rabbi Yochanan holds that she can eat truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rabbi Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says a woman may not eat truma if she's awaiting forbidden relations, for that's only in the case of Mishnah Meir's Labi Apsua Deraisa. She is awaiting Deraisa forbidden relations. But where she's only awaiting Derabban forbidden relations, such as in the case of a Yavama who received a get, she may continue to eat truma. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who says she may eat truma while awaiting forbidden relations. Hani Mili Diyeshu Lahachil B'Makam Acher. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he doesn't have the capacity to entitle another one to eat truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Sheshes said, yesh chuppah l'psulos, that there is halachic significance to the chuppah of disqualified women, and there's a Mishnah, and so did the Tal likewise. But the Mishnah taught, amen shel satisi arusa v'nesua shemeres yavon uchanusa. The repetition of the word amen and the curse that the Sota recites teaches that a Sota must swear that I have not strayed from my husband while in Arusa, or in Nesua while waiting Yibum, or having been married in Yibum. Rav Sheshes brings his proof in the case of the Arusa. It cannot be that she was warned and was in seclusion while in Arusa, because in that case she does not drink the bitter waters. It cannot be in a case where the husband warned her as in Arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while in Arusa, but he made her drink after she was in Nesua. For it was taught in the Brisa, V'nika Ishma Avon, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches that the bitter waters works if the husband is free of sin. If the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he is not free of sin and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be that he warned her while she was in Arusa, and she was in seclusion while in Arusa, and then she entered into chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. We see from here, yesh chuppah l'psulos. Point number two, Rava rejects Rav Sheshes' proof in the Mishnah, questioning whether the wording of the Mishnah can be correct. For when Rabbi Acha bar Chanina came from the south, he brought the following brisa with him. The pasuk in the parsha of Sota states, Milida yishech, and a man other than your husband has lain with you, which teaches Mishikadma Shchivas Bal Boel that the Sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her, and not where the adulterer had relations with her before her husband. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how can an Arusa be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rang Bar Kama answers that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an Arusa prior to the adulterer, Kagon Shabaaleh Arusa Bebeis Avia, in a case where he had relations with her while she was still in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously and not for the sake of Nesuin, she is not Nesua. And since it happened before his seclusion, he's free of sin. Therefore, yesh chuppah l'psulos, since it is his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. And pointing me through, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree in a case where a brother of a deceased Kohen gave the Yavama, who was a Bas Kohen, a get. Rav Yochanan holds that she can eat Truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rav Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says a woman may not eat Truma if she's awaiting forbidden relations, for that's only in the case of Mishtamer's Labia Psua Deraisa. She is awaiting Deraisa forbidden relations, but where she's only awaiting Derabban forbidden relations, such as in the case of a Yavama who received a get, she may continue to eat Truma. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who says she may eat Truma while awaiting forbidden relations. Hani mili diyeshu lahachil b'makom acher. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat Truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he doesn't have the capacity to entitle another one to eat Truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Simmon is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mesota. While her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole truma from a bas kohen who received a get from her kohen yavam. Once again, it's a motion. Noach Goldberg, Noach Goldberg, that must mean we're on daf nun ches. Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mesota, which reminds us, Rav Shesha said, yesh chuppah lepsuos, and that there's a mishnah in sota that taught. Likewise, when the woman takes an oath, she did not stray while on a rusa. Now, it cannot be a case where the husband warned her as an arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while an arusa, but he made her drink after she was in an asua. For it was taught in a brisa of a nikah ishma avona, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches that the bitter waters work if the husband is free of sin. And if the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he's not free of sin, and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be he warned her while she was in arusa, and she was in seclusion while an arusa, and then she entered the chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. So we see from here, yesh chuppah lepsulos. So Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasin insisted his kala drink the mesota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, which reminds us, Rabbi rejects Rav Sheshes' proof from the Mishnah, since it was taught that the sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how could an arusa be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rami Bar Chama answered that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an arusa prior to the adulterer, in a case where he had relations with her while she was in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously, and not for the sake of Nisuan, she's not a Nisua, and since it happened before his seclusion, he is free of sin. Therefore, yesh chuppah lepsulos, since it's his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. So, Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mesota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole truma from a bas kohen, who received a get from her kohen yavam. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagreeing a case where a brother of a deceased Kohen gave the Yavama, who was a Bas Kohen, a get. Rabbi Yochanan holds she can eat Truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rabbi Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, for here she's only awaiting the Rabbanan forbidden relations. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Shimon says she may eat Truma while awaiting forbidden relations. Hani mili diyeshu lahachil b'makom acher. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat Truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he does not have the capacity to entitle another one to eat Truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. So once again, Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the mesota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole Truma from a bas kohen who received a get from her kohen yavam. All right, now it's time for a four ball back chazara. Daf Nindal. So the simmer Daf Nindal is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles, pasta chef, that must be on Daf Nindal. The dozing pasta chef, Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Yashin lo kana v'yavimto, if the Yavam had relations while he was sleeping, he's not kona as Yavam as his wife. For the pasuk states, Yavama yavo aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies that the mechavan lo shem bia, until he is kavana for the sake of having relations with her. The Gemara clarifies that if he were dozing, he is kona his Yavama. Rav Ashi defines dozing as he's asleep, but not fully asleep, he's awake, but not fully awake. so that the people call him, he responds, but he's not awake enough that he could give a response that requires svora. But when reminded of something, he remembers. So the dozing passed to Chef Yavam, who was able to remember that the box of noodles was in the cupboard, and answer affirmatively that the sources of Hara in the Torah is based on the Hekesh of the Arayos to Anida, was totally incapable of explaining that Nida in the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during the lifetime of the husband, which reminds us that Nida mentioned in the Pasuk of Eshazach teaches that an Eshazach is an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime after divorce, just as a Nida is permitted at a later time, yet is subject to Karis at the time of Isser. So to a brother's wife, even though she's permitted at a later time, if her husband dies childless, she is nevertheless subject to an Issacharis during a husband's lifetime. Daf Nun Hei. So the symbol for Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, speed limit sign, that must be wearing Daf Nun Hei. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, which reminds us of the source of the Isra of Eshazach applies to both the paternal and maternal brothers, is the pasuk of Ervas Eshazachicha Lo Segaleh, the erva of your brother's wife you shall not uncover, which ends with the words Ervas Achichahi. She is the erva of your brother, to teach that one's brother's wife is forbidden whether her husband is maternal or maternal brother. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slowdown. Achoso is in a sakara sign, which reminds us. The Gemara said, since the Torah learns from one pasuk that all Arias receive karas, why is there a mention of karas by the prohibition of having relations with one's sister? And answers that it's needed for what Rabbi Yochanan said. That if one committed all the erva transgressions during one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to bring a chatas for each transgression. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, achoso is in a sakara sign, after they had to throw the warning against bodily contact sign for a sota into the garbage, because they were told it wasn't effective. Which reminds us, Rava said that the pasuk mentioned Shif Chazer by Sota to exclude Shekinah L'Adar Chevarim, where one warned his wife against bodily contact with another man. Rashi says this refers to pressing oneself against a woman. This type of warning would not make her a Sota. The Braisa need to teach us, for one might have thought, B'kbeit et Tabal, Tal Rachmana, that the Torah made the matter dependent on the husband's objection. And in this case, the husband objects to bodily contact. Therefore, the Torah teaches that a sota warning is only valid if it deals with adulterous behavior, which is at least the beginning of having a relation. Daf Nun Vav, so the similar Daf Nun Vav is a shushu and shul going nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shushu and shul going nu nu, shushu and shul going nu nu, that must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The shushu and shul going nu nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, which reminds us, we have a Malkos Rav and Shmuel regarding to what extent does a Yavam acquire a Yavama with an inferior Yibum. They disagree whether she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat Truma, Daha Rabbi Rachmana, Bishoga Kameis, because the Torah has included relations Bishogeg with the Yavama as an effective form of Yibum, like Maisie. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of Shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother, since, as an Arusa, she was not permitted to eat Truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of Yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokes. So the Shushu and Shul going nu nu, who prevented the Yavama who was acquired with an inferior Yibum from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated, which reminds us, Rabbah said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Baal Aloka Olea Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus if he then had relations with her because of the prohibition against the Kohen having relations with the Zona. So the Shushu and Shul going, nu nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Alman who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol from eating Truma. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in a case of an Alman to a Kohen Gadol, or a Gerusha and Chuzah to Kohen Hedyot, mina Erison lo yochel b'truma. From the time of Erison onwards, these wives may not eat Truma. Rashi explains that if she's a daughter of a Kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat Truma in her father's house from the time he's Mekadosher. But Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shinar are Makshirin, they say that they're eligible to eat Truma. Rashi explains that she only becomes disqualified to eat Truma from the time she becomes a Chalala, which results when he has relations with her. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we often use Pinocchio in the Simmon. So here goes. The Batsua Daka Cohen, who is Makadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be learned Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The Batsua Daka Cohen, who is Makadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, which reminds us, on the bottom Daf Nun Vav Amabes, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Roshia, Batsua Daka Cohen, Shekidish Abbas Yisrael, in the case of a Cohen with a wounded or crushed testicles, who is Makadosh Abbas Yisrael, we come to the same Machlokes between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, who holds Mishnah Meir's Rabbi Absua, Daraisa Loach, a woman awaiting Daraisa forbidden relations may not eat truma, would say she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold she may eat truma, so too, he or she may eat. So, the Batsua Daka Cohen, who's Makadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, Batsua Daka Cohen, Shenasa Basgerim, Malushia Kalena Batruma, if a maimed Cohen married the daughter of converts, what is the luck regarding whether he entitles her to truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, a woman who is a daughter of converts may not marry into the kunin unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking, what is the advantage of having a Jewish mother? Is it merely the kashrus, her ability to marry a kohen, that has been added to her, but not the kedusha of being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a batsua daka, and therefore she may eat truma? Or is it the kedusha of being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a batsua daka, and she may not eat truma? The Gemara brings a proof that he entitles her to eat truma. So the Batsua Daka Cohen, who was Makadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen Gadol who was bringing an Almana Bas Cohen into his chuppah, even without being Makadosher. Which reminds us, Rav says, Yesh chuppah psuas. There is halachic significance to a Kohen's chuppah with those disqualified the kahuna. Rashi explains that if a Kohen Gadol brought an Almana who was a Bas Cohen into his chuppah, and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was Makadosher, she becomes possible to the truma from her father's house. The chuppah kanisas be'ilodam, if her chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, ain't chuppah l'psuas. The chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are possible to the kahuna. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.